They know they're spread out and they're in flying in unison, you know, right? Oh, three on one side and three on the other.
Uh-huh.
And they were firing away just like they were on fire. And all you could see was just like the wings spread out. The whole thing was just all lit up. And then when it got further back, we're going towards Cyprus, it turned into smoke and disappeared completely. It started throwing off black smoke and just, you know, that was the end of it.
I see. And this was moving away from you?
Away from, yes.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. What side am I on, Doug? What side is this? See, this is west over there. East. Yeah, I'm east. I was east from it.
Now, how did you happen to see this?
Well, my son did first. He happened to glance out the window. Well, we live right where we can look out the window. My daughter wants to be an astronomer.
Uh-huh.
And she's always watching the skies and everything. But my son happened to be glance out the window. He says, lip balm. And I looked out there, and I saw the five of them. He saw six. And like I said, they were flying in a lot, you know, like in a row. And the wings were just like wings of a great big jet, you know, great big airplane. And the whole thing was all lit up red, bright red. And then turned right into black smoke, because further away it went, turned right into black smoke, disappeared completely. And they're flying pretty low.
I see. And that would be flying to the west?
Towards the west, from east and west, well, from our place, yeah. And that was at 5:30, well, about 5:33.
I see.
It was really weird. I mean, we've seen a lot of things, but that one was weird.
Well, now, these lights, now I want to verify this. These were seen as bright lights to begin with?
No, they looked exactly like the wings were strictly on fire, you know.
Oh, I
like
see.
They were burning like a red flame.
Uh-huh.
And they looked exactly like the wings of an airplane, you know, long span.
The whole thing was
the
one.
The whole thing. Pardon?
The whole thing was one.
All one. Well, no, there's six of them all together.
Oh, I see. Well, these were separate then.
All separate, but they were flying in a line.
In a straight line formation.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Three on one side and three on the other.
Uh-huh.
You know, just a little space in between the three of them.
I see. And no, did they ever break up this line formation?
No, they didn't break up.
Stayed right together.
Stayed together. Mm-hmm. But it was so weird the way it went right into black smoke. And that was the end of them. We kept watching for more, but that was all we see.
Now, did that black smoke just fade away?
Yeah, you know how it kind of jet lets off that.
Yes.
And then something similar to that, but with a darker smoke, a blacker smoke.
Uh-huh.
And then that smoke just went, you know, just went away just like that.
Okay. Now, this was moving east to west. Would this be to the north or south of Anacortes?
To the north or south of Anacortes?
Which sky? Yeah. Were you looking north or were you looking
I was looking over west. See, is that right, Doug? Now, I live over here in third. I don't know how to even describe it. I'm from Alaska, not here.
Why?
The main street now.
Yes.
Oh, you know where Cypress Island is?
Yes.
Okay, it was over there.
Oh,
and that's
right.
Where we usually see them, is heading towards that direction. They're coming from there, and they're usually pretty low.
We have seen these before.
No, we haven't seen this type before, but you know when they had that meteorite or what they thought was a meteorite fall or, well, whatever it was. The night before that, we had seen the white light in the sky, and we turned it in. Is this where we turned it into?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But I called the radio station right away and tried to get them to get outside and look so they could see it.
I see.
But they didn't, by the time they got out there, it was gone, so evidently we just caught it before they just, put, you know, smoke was going to start up.
Approximately how long would you say this was in sight?
Well, we saw it for about, let's see... Well, just, maybe about 2 minutes or 3 minutes, something like that. Because my daughter, she wanted to get up and see him, and she was laying on the floor, and she jumped up, and they were gone.
See.
She ran in the other room, actually.
Do you have any idea of their elevation?
Not really. I mean, if you're here, I could show you, you know, it's so much easier. I mean, it's hard to explain. But they weren't... They're not, well, they weren't that high up, and they weren't, see, Cyprus, let's see, look at from here over to there, it would be not too high up from Cyprus.
Okay.
It wasn't right on Cyprus, it was to the, as you look from here towards the left of it.
And it was just you and your son that saw it?
Mm-hmm. He saw it first,
yes.
He's 12.
Uh-huh.
Then I called the radio station right away, and then afterwards I called them again to get the, and she gave me a phone number.
And was it your son or daughter who was involved in astronomy?
My daughter wants to be, but with her grades in school, like I said, that there's no way she could.
Uh-huh.
And she's out there with binoculars, you know, it's pretty, well, they're not strong enough, but she wanted one of those telescopes so she could study them. Because she watches out there continually.
And which radio station was it that you called?
I called KATT. Their number is 3141. And I call them in the evening. Right at the time.